record your name and reason for calling. I'll see if this person is available.
Hello there, Chris. It's Ben Coy from MMA Legal, giving you a call about the Scottish Redress Scheme case.
Thanks, Chris. Please stay on the line.
You say thanks, Chris. Hello?
Hello?
Hello there, is it Chris?
It is that, yeah.
Hello, Chris. It's just Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the inquiry you made, Chris. You know, to look into the Scottish Redress Scheme, the abuse in children's homes in Scotland.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so it's just to get our set up for you there, Chris, obviously. Give you an understanding about what you may be entitled to and what we can do for you. Now, the great news is, Chris, to be fair, with these claims currently, the minimum we're getting back is around £45,000. So, like I say, sometimes people get a lot more. They get 100, 150, but the minimum is around £45,000, okay?
Okay.
Now, all I need to do, Chris, is go for a couple of questions with you, get an understanding about what kind of, you know, situation you went through, and then we can get, obviously, all the paperwork sent to get the ball rolling for you, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, Chris, I've got your name on the system as Chris Ross. Is it Christopher on your birth certificate?
It's Christopher Ross, yeah, but I think my name, because I had a stepfather, my name was actually Douglas when I was in care, my surname.
Douglas? Yeah, no, I'll include that on the paperwork, that's fine. Okay, can you confirm your date of birth for me, Chris, please?
Yeah, it's the 5th of December, 1968.
You say the 5th of December?
Yeah, 5th of December, yeah. 05.
Perfect, fantastic. And just your most current door number and postcode, please, there, Chris.
I have a house name, I don't have a number.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, the house name is Birchley, that's BIRCHLEIGH.
Yep.
And the postcode here is Alpha Bravo 538.
Yep.
Romeo Lima.
Perfect, Chris. That's not a problem. Let's do a little search on that. Okay, let's see. Is it Birchley Turriff Aberdeenshire AB538RL? Is that right?
That's correct.
Fantastic, Chris. And who is your local GP surgery at the moment, Chris?
It's 5E Old Meldrum Medical Practice.
How would you spell that, sir? Sorry.
FYVIE,
yep.
And then OLDMELDRUM Medical.
Yeah, I've got it, Chris. On Academy, yeah. Way, yeah?
That's correct.
Yeah, fantastic, Chris. Good stuff. Like I said, we've got a big list of, you know, all the GPs and such, because it is something that is quite needed during the case. Now, in a moment, Chris, I'm going to be asking you about siblings and parents. This is just basically, so when we do the search with the children's homes and the council, if we've got your relatives, you know, the close relatives like your siblings or your parents, it brings your case up a lot quicker and identifies you as Christopher Russ, because there may be even, you know, 10 other people in the care system who've got a name Christopher Russ, for example.
Okay.
Just currently though, Chris, how old are you at the moment?
I am, what am I, 57?
57, fantastic. And what is your parents' name, Chris?
Parents' name is Diane Douglas, and my father's name was Andrew Rust.
Andrew Rust, fantastic. No problem. Before you went into Cano, before you was placed into there, what address was you living at, Chris? Do you remember it?
Yeah, 53 Stuart Terrace, that's Northfield, Aberdeen.
Okay, perfect. I've just searched on that. Perfect, I've got that one for you as well. That's fine. Into the form. Okay, now just for siblings now, Chris, have you got any brothers or sisters?
Sister Vanessa Anderson.
Perfect. Okay. Do you know her date of birth by any chance?
Yeah, 3rd of September 1970.
Fantastic, Chris, great stuff. And what local authority have you cared under, Chris? Would it have been Aberdeen?
I'm pretty sure it was. I was in Urquhart House, yeah. It was a children's home, and then I went to a LSD school called Oakbank.
Oakbank. Yeah, I've heard about Oakbank.
Yeah, terrible place.
No, I've heard it, to be fair. Because, like I say, we was dealing with a lot of, you know, children's homes in Scotland. I've heard of one quite a lot as well called Craig, I do.
Yeah.
That's quite a bad one. And one called Dr. Bernardo's as well. I've heard that's terrible, to be fair. Chris, what age was you when you got placed into care?
Oh, couldn't tell you. 11, 12?
11? That's fine. Just what you think it may be. Roughly. Now, of course, you did say Oakbank, and that's in Aberdeen. That's fine. Yeah. So, would it have been on... that's the wrong one, sorry. Was it the boys' industrial school? Oakbank school. Is that the one?
It's just Oakbank with D. I don't know if it was an industrial school or...
No,
the bars in the windows, it's more like a prison than anything else.
Yeah. No, they all look the same. Do you know if it was located on Skeen Square? Something on the right one?
No. It was Wood... Oh, my God. What's the name of the road now? No, it was in a... Hold on a sec. Just a sec. I speak my wife.
Yeah, no worries. No problem.
Sorry, the wife's busy. Yeah.
No, it's not a problem. That's fine. It's okay. We've got enough information on that one, Chris. So, how many years was you in Oakbank for?
Till I was 15, I believe.
So, around 4 years then, yeah?
Yeah, I was obviously at children's home before that. So, children's home was first. That was Urquhart House. That was out of Dice.
How are you spelling that one, sir? Urquhart House.
Urquhart. Urquhart, Urquhart House.
Aberdeen, yeah?
Dice, D-Y-C-E, Aberdeen.
Dice, yeah, let's try and find it on fire. Aberdeen, let's have a look. Let's try and find some information on it. That should be fine. Okay, let's put that down for you. And so you were in there before Oakbank, is that right, Chris?
Yeah, for about between a year and 18 months.
Okay, so would you say you were there from, say, 11 till 12, and then you was in Oakbank from 12
something
till 16?
Like, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay, no.
I don't remember the specific age because, yeah, it's been that long ago, I guess, yeah.
No, that's understandable. You remember quite a lot, Chris, to be fair, you know. You're doing quite well, so don't worry about that at all. Because with the years you were there and things like that, when we do request it from the local authority or the children's home, if it does still exist, we'll get all that information for you anyway. They'll have it all on record, so don't worry too much about that. Now, Chris, I do have to ask it. If, for example, something was to happen to you and you're not here within the next year and we do get you paid out, who would you like your beneficiary to be if that was the case?
My wife. So it's Mrs. Judith Thrust.
Judith. And do you have a telephone number for Judith?
I do, just a second.
No problem, take your time.
Let me see. Yeah, so it's 07810.
Yeah.
312.
Yeah.
581.
581. So I'm just going to read out to you again. So 07810. 312-581. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Fantastic. And Chris, what was the reason why you was placed into care in the first place?
For a start, stepdad was on the case. He had two newborn babies to my mum. Didn't particularly take to me or my sister, and I started treating for school, and. Yeah, next thing I know, got a social worker involved, and I was placed in a care.
Okay, understandable. Been pretty similar kind of thing yourself, to be fair. Not the best, is it?
No, yeah, not best at all.
That's it. Was the police involved, you know, with that, Chris, or was it just a case of you got in a bit of trouble, you know, at home, and they put you into care?
No, I think the police, I obviously ran away from home multiple times before I got placed into care. And obviously, people are involved, so looking for me and whatever. But, it was just, stepdad, issues with him, placed into care.
Like you would do if he was going through that. I mean, I'd do exactly the same thing, to be fair, Chris. It's understandable, isn't it? You can't get pushed away, and it's not something you're used to.
Exactly. What I didn't like was obviously my mother, you know, mother's love is supposed to be unconditional, but she just didn't stand up for me.
Yeah. No, that's it. I've been through, like I say, similar things myself. Chris, so when you were in the first care on that Urquhart House, what was kind of like, say, day-to-day abuse you was feeling there? You know, what kind of things were happening to you?
Oh, just some of the staff, especially it was Mr. Gray, who used to hit us all the time and shout at us. And, you know, and just mental abuse, really.
Yeah, no, understandable. He was called Mr. Gray. So Mr. Gray,
yeah.
He would shout at us. And did you say he was to be physical with you as well?
Yeah, he was
like
physical
that.
With us. Yeah, he used to pull us about and, you know, hit us. But it wasn't for everyone, you know. It was only, like, it was maybe 3 or 4 of us he would do that with. He wouldn't do it with everybody.
Okay. And was that for just no reason at all? Or
just
was he trying to restrain you at all?
No reason. Yeah, I don't know. No idea.
Okay. Just making sure that it's in there for you. So you kind of like single you and a few people out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So moving on to now Oakbank, what was the kind of abuse you were suffering now? Was it the same kind of thing?
Same thing, and obviously there was women carers there as well, and
yep.
They would watch you in the shower and that. It was just horrible.
Okay, we'd include that, so we would have women carers watching us whilst we showered.
And I remember the names of all the people that were supposed to take care of us there. So if you need names,
I know
most of them.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Just one moment there.
Good morning, James.
Okay. It's good. I'm just writing down what you've said there, Chris.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, Chris, not a problem. So I've included that information on there. Now, like I say, when you say, you know, the names and things like that, don't worry about that, because, like I say, this is just your initial, just to make sure you've got a claim, really, Chris. But what will happen is, in the next, like, month or so, you will get a call from our in-house solicitor. He's called Matt Bell.
Okay.
He will call you, just to get the extra details from you. If there is anything else you want to include, or, for example, if there's something when you're injured you remember, but you don't remember now, let him know, let the lad take case file, because with this claim anyway, Chris, it is going to be ongoing for the next 8 to 12 months. Okay, it's quite a lengthy claim.
Okay, okay.
Like I said, though, the claim, he does have a good perk to it. You do get paid out a lot. Now, I know that doesn't make, you know, what you've been through any good, but what it does, Chris, it does give you that recollection that what you went through shouldn't have happened to you. And that's the compensation. At least you know that, you know, what you went through wasn't just something you thought of or something that you was unsure of. At least you know then that, you know, what happened to you shouldn't have been happening to children. Now, Chris, what we do need from you is photo ID and just proof of address. Now, this can be a driving license, a passport, bus pass. It doesn't need to be specifically a government one. It just needs to show your face and have a picture of you on it, Chris, for photo, just to prove you are who you are.
Yeah.
And then just a letter. Now, the letter can be any letter dated within the next 3 months, last 3 months.
Though. That's addressed to me at my house.
That's addressed to you at your house. So it could be like Sorry, Chris. To be fair, if you do send a picture of your driving license, because that's got your address on it, it counts as both.
Okay.
So you can send a bus pass sender, say, for example, a Sky Bill, or you could send just a picture of your driving license. It's not a problem.
Not a problem
now, Chris,
at all.
I have sent you a message on WhatsApp, so if you want to open that WhatsApp message up for me.
Yeah, I've got it, yeah.
Yep, perfect. So all I need to do, Chris, is, like I say, click the camera on the WhatsApp chat. I'll just take a picture of whichever ID or letter you want to use.
And send, okay.
No problem. Take your time, Chris.
No problem at all. Do you want me to do that just now?
Yeah, if you can, Chris, if you can. It's just so when we come off the phone, we can package it.
Yeah, straight over
for review for you.
And I just don't like the call at the end. That's the...
No worries, take your time.
You're very good with these things.
No, that's it, don't worry. Take your time with it, Chris. To be fair, with WhatsApp, it's quite nice and easy. It's a lot easier than, you know, using emails and things like that.
Uh-huh.
I found it's much easier. A lot of people do struggle with documents on emails. It's just easier.
What's up? Here we go.
Do you know your email, Chris? Is it still firelo345@aol.com?
That's correct.
That's correct, perfect. Because last thing we need from you now, Chris, like I say, you've done everything else, which I appreciate. You know, we've got everything ready to go. This is just now. We need to send over a document for you to sign. What it does, Chris, like, it gives us authority on your behalf to contact the children's homes and contact a local authority and get that. It'll include any time you report social services, any times you're in trouble. It'll include how long you've been there for, what would happen. There'd be like little investigations going on while you're there. I'm guessing, while you're there, Chris, did you ever report it to anybody, or was it something you was a bit shy about?
Tried telling my mum, obviously. She didn't want to know, really. I remember telling the social worker at the time as well, and they weren't particularly helpful either.
No, we're hearing that quite a lot, to be fair. It's like, for example, now, the good thing about now is if you go into care now, they do all these checks, don't they? You have like a CRP check, you have like a previous check.
Okay.
Back then, they just hire anyone, wouldn't they? A lot of people who was in care, obviously being staff members, they shouldn't have really been doing that. You know, some of them were ex-criminals, some of them were, you know, alcoholics. So, Chris, if you can open up your email for me now, you should have an email and a text message, to be fair, from myself. Now, all you need to do, Chris, once you open it, you'll see a button which says proceed to document, and there's just three boxes for you to click to sign, Chris.
Okay, just a second.
Yeah, no, take your time, Chris. Now, it's not one of those where you need to draw the signature like a parcel form, okay? It is, once you click the signature box, it'll give you three automated signatures. So, just like three types of signatures with your name. So, if you can choose one of them, Chris, and it'll say. Once you've done the three boxes, it'll say finish at the top.
Okay. So I've signed it. What do I do now?
Perfect, Chris. That is all done for us.
That's
great stuff.
Okay.
That's it, Chris. That's all we need from you. Like I said, the next step now, Matt Bell, the solicitor, will be in touch with in the next month. He'll go through what we've talked about. So he'll just explain. He'll go through your details with you, make sure correctly. And then he'll go through the statement to make sure you agree with it. If there's anything you want to add at that point, you can do. But like I say, Chris, you don't need to do anything from here now. The case